Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It's 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday, February 28th, 2019.
Commissioner, will you check your time zone, please?
Oh, the time zone is 9 o'clock a.m. Mountain Standard.
You said 10 o'clock.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
It is 9 o'clock Mountain Standard time. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It is being held in Commission Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. Participating this morning are John L. Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner, Lawrence C. Walters, Commissioner, and Scott W. Smith, Executive Director. First item on the agenda this morning is public comment for individuals or groups wishing to address the commissioners for up to 3 minutes on matters not relating to a pending or reasonably imminent appeal to the Tax Commission. I see no one who has signed up for that. Is there anyone that wishes to address the commission under the public comment period? I see none. Go to the next item on the agenda. Next item is consider approving the minutes of our February 14, 2019 meeting, and I'll turn to Commissioner Walters.
I move we approve the commission meeting minutes of February 14, 2019.
Thank you. You've heard the motion. Debate on the motion? Seeing none, I'll place it. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. The minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is to consider the Tax Commission's position on pending legislation. And this first one is Senate Bill 211, Tax Administrative Remedies Amendments. I recognize Commissioner Rockwell.
Thank you. Senate Bill 211 provides that a party in a tax proceeding has not exhausted the party's administrative remedies unless the party requests a formal hearing before the State Tax Commission within the time provided by law, and the Commission has issued a final unappealable administrative order.
Thank you. You want to give us any background on this one?
The bill was requested by us in response to a second district court case where a court found that the taxpayer had exhausted his administrative remedies after an initial hearing. And we believe that that is an incorrect reading of the law. The case is on appeal to the appellate courts. However, we don't want to risk the possibility of a delay in a decision or an adverse decision by the court in addressing this issue, and felt like it was important to preserve our current administrative hearing processes by getting this addressed legislatively much earlier than we would receive a court decision.
Thank you very much for that explanation. Any questions of Commissioner Rockwell? Seeing none, I'll turn to Commissioner Rockwell for a motion then.
I move that the Commission support Senate Bill 211, Tax Administrative Remedies Amendments.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Questions on the motion? Debate. Seeing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Any opposed? Rule passes unanimously. The Commission will have a public position of support for Senate Bill 211, Tax Administrative Remedies Amendments. Next item on the agenda is to consider publication revisions. We have two publication revisions. One is Publication 25, Sales and Use Tax General Information, which is an amendment revision from last month, and Publication 57, Military Personal Instructions. I would, before I go to public comment, I'd like to recognize Jason Gardner of our staff to explain why we have Publication 25 on the agenda again this month.
Hello, Jason Gardner, research consultant with the Office of the Commission. Last month, the reason the publication needed to be approved is to correct an error that was in the publication relating to the prepaid disposable phones and prepaid disposable minutes, the rate imposed on those. That needed to be effective immediately. The change that we're considering today is related to the Medicaid expansion, the increase in the sales tax rate from 4.7% to 4.85%, and that is the sole change in this this revision, and that will be effective April 1, 2019.
Thank you very much for that explanation on the record. Does anyone from the public wish to comment on the publication revisions? Seeing none, I'll move to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is commissioners' reports. Are there any reports that the commissioners wish to give at this time? I'd like to ask Commissioner Rockwell if she would just give us a real brief summary of what's happening in the legislature, since we're winding down in the legislative session, and specifically just give us a status report on tax reform.
So we have probably our biggest remaining issue to be resolved on the Hill in the next 2 weeks is the tax reform bill that expands the base to include a broad-based sales tax on services. This bill I would characterize as really churning right now. It's a 250-page bill, and right now we're getting multiple drafts in a day, and I think that the policy there is still fluid. I am hearing that they are making changes in the effective date, and that the latest draft in the bill now has a January 1 effective date, which doesn't provide an intervening session for the legislature to make adjustments to the provisions of the bill. We have raised with the governor's office that there are several ambiguities in the legislation, and some of our core concerns are with respect to real estate and water and cosmetic surgery procedures. And to date, none of those provisions have been addressed in the bill. I had a meeting with Phil Dean yesterday at the governor's office of management and budget, and urge the governor's office to support a provision in the bill that would require a study of those issues and any other issues raised in the implementation of the new law. The governor's office indicated to me that they were already pushing for a task force to study some other issues like the local option sales tax distribution in the bill, and that they would be supportive of including our issues in that task force as well. We also talked about some of the funding options for funding the administrative costs of the legislation. One of the things we discussed was requiring the tax commission to increase its administrative fee under Section 59.1306 that we are allowed to collect from certain local taxes and fees that the commission administers as a partial funding for the administrative costs of the bill. However, because the administrative fees account doesn't cover the state sales tax, we all felt like it would be fair for a portion of that administrative funding to come from an appropriation, given that a portion of it is going to represent changes in state sales tax. So those are issues that we're currently working on. I received a text from Phil Dean late last night indicating that the governor's office was unaware that the legislature had planned to put a January 1 effective date on the legislation. They're looking into that, and we're going to have some additional discussions today. We have some issues that remain to be resolved with legislative staff that I think it sounds like we can get some movement on that are not one of those policy issues that the legislature does not want to deal with at this point in time. And so we're going to be working with legislative staff on those items to try to get a resolution. I think the only other, I guess we've got the marketplace bill, the to extend collection and remittance obligations to marketplace sellers. I know that that legislation may run up against some opposition in the Senate. We're just continuing to monitor that and respond to questions as they arise. But at this point, we're not sure where that legislation will go. And then, of course, our Senate Bill 211, which is moving through the system, we've received a few questions on it. But thus far, nobody has spoken out in opposition.
Thank you very much for that report. Yes.
Does the tax reform bill have a number yet?
Which bill?
The tax reform bill.
It does have a bill, but it or a bill number, but it was just numbered last night while I was away, so I don't have it. 441.
441?
Yeah.
Thank you.
House Bill 441.
HB.
Yep. Quinn is the sponsor.
Thanks.
And Fillmore will be the Senate sponsor.
Assume so.
Assume so as well. Okay. Thank you very much for that. Anything else from the commissioners?
I just
had a
question. I wanted to confirm that we had put on the record that there's an amendment to Publication 57, Military Personnel Instructions, and ask if there were any comments on that. Some concern that we might not have made that clear in the record that
Let's recall that again just to make sure we have a clear record on it, okay? We're considering revisions to publications, both 25, Sales and Use Tax General Information, and Publication 57, Military Personnel Instructions. Is there anyone who wishes to make comments about either of those, including the latter one? Seeing none, thank you very much, Commissioner. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Let's go on to the Executive Director's Report.
I don't have anything this morning.
Okay, good. Anything else to come before the Commission? Motion to adjourn is in order.
I move that we adjourn.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn. Those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, it passes. We're adjourned.